vuelve la Semana del Inglés. Del 8 al 12 de abril, unos descuentazos que no puedes dejar escapar. Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com y consigue tu descuento para los intensivos de Semana Santa, para niños, adultos. Y no te olvides de los trimestrales. Inmersiones, la Semana del Inglés. Del 8 al 12 de abril, descuentazos que no puedes dejar escapar. Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com.
Hold on to your hats. Fastenals. Get ready for the ride of your life. It's Show With No Name time on Vaughn Radio. It's the Show With No Name, Alberto Alonso in the Show With No Name. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome aboard, That's right, it's time for the non-stop rocket ship to wherever you want to go. Juanjo, tell them what it's called. Yeah, come on.
The Show With No Name.
Get up.
The Show With No Name.
I said
the Show With No Name.
Get up.
The Show With No Name.
Come on.
The Show With No Name.
Come
on. The Show With No Name. 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 The Show With No Name.
The Show With No Name.
The Show With No Name.
The Show
With No Name. The Show With No Name. The Show With No Name.
That's right, amigos, it's the Show With No Name 2.0, and we're here with your favorite DJ in the whole wide world,
bienvenidos a tu show preferido de la radio, a los mandos, Juanjo Durán, Nacho Carvajal,
Durán,
y ante el
Durán,
micrófono,
Carvajal.
Alberto Alonso.
Come on, get up, get down, Ya estamos con los phrasal verbs, get up, get down, get up is levántate, get down is baila, get up, get down, that's right, I know it's not your normal Monday energy, but we don't give a damn, we came to have a good time and learn some things as well, and as always, folks, this show is totally interactive, and if you guys want to participate in the different sections, you can do so on Twitter, it's I'm Alberto Alonso, where we participate every single day. Then on Wednesdays, you can watch the show on Instagram, and that's Alberto underscore Alonso. And Fridays, we're on Facebook, which is Alberto Alonso. Also, remember to follow Vaughn as well, Grupo Vaughan, as they are on all the different social media sites as well. So this way, you guys are finding out about content and all that fun stuff, not just content, special offers, you know, when we have events going on. So right coming up right around the corner, a la vuelta de la esquina, right around the corner, we've got a very special event, one of my favorite events of the whole year, and that is the book fair, La Feria del Libro, here in Madrid. Now, the only information I can give you right now is when I'm going to be there. For sure. Seguro. 100%. And that's the only information I can give you for the time being. Por ahora, ¿no? For the time being es una forma muy, muy nativa de decir por ahora. So for the time being, I only have this information. So I want you guys to write this down. I've got the date. This is a good exercise. We can practice dates and things like that. So May, no, here it is. I will be at the book fair. Now, I don't know the stand. No sé qué puesto todavía, because we don't even know that information yet. But I'm going to give you the only information I have is I will be there at the Vaughn stand. I'll be there to sign all the books that you have. I'll be there to take tons of selfies with you. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. And that date is, write it down, because we're going to sing, we're going to have some fun. And that is June 9th, this coming June 9th, el 9 de junio, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., I'll be hanging out at the Vaughn stand. If you have my books, bring them. Bring them, and I'll sign them. Those are four different books that you can that I have right now. So I have my first book, in case you don't know, os doy la brasa un poquitín rápido. Number one, English Everywhere. What is it? 40 situations, okay? Anywhere from eating at a restaurant, hanging out at the gym, or going to the beach, that's English Everywhere. You've got tons of different chapters full of different useful vocabulary, tricks. All my books have little tricks and things to help you with the language, right, and the experience. So number one, English Everywhere. Now, if you don't have the book, it's available at Vaughn Tienda. But again, if you're thinking of coming to the book fair, you're going to get a 10% discount. So that's the perfect time to buy the book. Plus, you get the signature, the selfie, and all that fun stuff that makes it an even better gift if you're thinking of giving it away as a gift, right? So so I'll be there promoting all four of my books, English Everywhere, the one that made me an author. That was the first time I could say writer or author on my, even though I've written and I've, you know, I've written all kinds of things, but that was the first time I could say, I've got a book, and there it is, man. That's English Everywhere. The next book blew everybody's mind, including the writers, Damian and myself, who was with us on the show. This book is The Milk. We've sold around 100,000 copies. 100,000. That is incredible. And it's still the number one most sold book in Spain under language, under learning languages. So this is awesome stuff. That's thanks to you guys. That's The Milk. Then we had the follow-up, which is just more of The Milk stuff, if you like it. The Remilk. Okay, you can also get those right now in a pack, if I'm not mistaken. And all this stuff, if you get it at Vaughn Tienda, is free shipping. And my latest book, English on the Go, Aprende Inglés, Viajando por el Mundo, which you can win every Friday here on the program. So if you have those books and they don't have a signature on them yet, then you got to come to the book fair, because then we'll put a signature on them for you. Or we'll sign, right? El verbo es to sign, right? Que no es sing. Sing es contar. Si quieres, cantamos también. Cantamos y firmamos. We'll sing and sign. So if you've got them signed already, great. Come, we'll take a picture. We'll hang out. You know, it's a nice day at the Retiro Park. I will be there again June 9th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. All right. So I hope to see you guys there. If you guys are like some of our listeners, like Enrique Martin, who's checking in here on Twitter right now. Enrique says, yesterday in Cabo de Gata. Oh, my God. Enrique Martin, that is beautiful. You know, I've got a special place in my heart for Almería, Cabo de Gata. O como lo decimos allí, Enrique, vamos a ser honestos, Cabo Gata. No se dice Cabo de Gata. De, por favor, Cabo Gata. That's how we say it in my family. So yesterday in Cabo de Gata, it is absolutely beautiful. The water is glistening. To glisten is to shine. The water is glistening. And I'm looking forward to it. Enrique Martin, I'm going down to Almería for a few days for Easter week, para Semana Santa. So if you're around, maybe we can grab a quick cañita. Ya que nos ponen tapa, pff. Oh, man. So, Enrique, that's an awesome weekend. So, for example, if Enrique, if you were ever thinking about coming to Madrid, hanging out, and I'm using Enrique as an example because he's a fellow countryman. Es un paisano mío, right? And we say paisan, too. We don't say the O. We say it like the Italian way. Hey, paisan. Es paisano mío. También lo decimos. So that would be a perfect weekend for you to come up from Almería. June 7th, you catch the train or a flight or a bus, and you stay until the 9th, and you leave in the afternoon, and you spend a nice weekend here in Madrid. Although, looking at Cabo de Gata, I don't know why you'd want to come here. No, I'm joking. There's plenty of great things in Madrid as well. There's Vero checking in. What's up, Vero? Good morning. She says, good morning, my dearest radio team in the whole wide world. She says, and all the show with no-namers around the globe. Rainy morning. So what? Chocolate kisses. Well, in Madrid, it's raining. But remember, we've got listeners in the United States. We've got listeners in Latin America. So, and I'll tell you what, at least where I am, I got to tell you something, Vero, it's not considered rain. That's drizzle, right? Drizzle es muy flojito, right? And pour, if it's pouring, it's heavy. If it's drizzling, it's very light. In fact, a lot of times, if you guys like to cook, you know me, I love to cook. To drizzle is a word that we use in cooking. So I don't know how, esparciar, I think you say maybe in Spanish, or to, bueno, también es sprinkle, dependiendo, vamos a ver dos palabras aquí. To drizzle es líquido. So you get some olive oil, a lo mejor me usáis, ayudáis vosotros, D-R-I-Z-Z-L-E, que es llovizna, no, it's to drizzle. It's just a light drizzle today, right? But drizzle, they would say, okay, once you finish the salad, once you finish preparing the salad, drizzle a little bit of olive oil on it, and then sprinkle some salt. Y son dos verbos de cocina. Y drizzle, si es líquido, y sprinkle, esparcir. Y de hecho, estas cosas que ponemos de colorines ahí en los helados se llaman sprinkles. Ahí está. So it's just drizzling over here. Nunca sabías que hablando de lluvia ibas a aprender cosas de cocina. This is crazy, isn't it? let's see. J.M. Hermosilla says, good morning from my broken down car. Ouch. Are you serious, J.M. Hermosilla? What a way to start the week. Oh, man, his car broke down. That stinks, man. Oh, man. Well, think about it this way, J.M. Hermosilla. Your week can only get better, right? Let's cross our fingers, and I hope you get some assistance soon and that you're back up and running again. Let's see. He says also, let's see if they can give me a push. That's right, or a jump. Cuando conectan los cables, the jumper, they're actually called jumper cables. Right, we call them in the States jumper cables. And if your battery is dead in your car, you tell somebody, hey, can I get a jump? There's a double trouble for you. Can I get a jump? And that's a jump start, right, with that. So hopefully somebody will give you a jump or a push, right? And J.M. Hermosilla says, anyway, happy week to Alberto and all the show with no name friends. Well, J.M. Hermosilla, we hope that you get that situation sorted ASAP or ASAP, pero nunca ASAP. You have two options with this one, guys. You have ASAP and you have ASAP, but you can never, ever, ever say the Spanish one, which is ASAP, because no one says ASAP. We say ASAP or ASAP. All right, write that one down, because that's one of those ones that is taken from English but misused, right, or mispronounced. So ASAP, or I know in Spanish it's ASAP, but in English it's ASAP or say every letter, ASAP. AP. All right, well, guys, we've got so much to do here on today's show today, so I'm thinking we can start out with a section where we listen to different sound bites, and, well, you guys jot down what you're hearing, as well as guess who's speaking, and you know what time it is, folks. It's time for Say What?
Say what?
That's right, amigos. It's time for the Say What soundbite. Oh, man, we had some hard ones last week. I can't remember. There was one that nobody guessed. Oh, Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin. Nobody guessed Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin. That was a tough one. And he speaks. I love the way he speaks, actually. He's got a very clear accent as well. Vanessa de la Fuente, Vanessa of the Fountain, says, good morning, guys. She says, Alberto, I have all your books. My husband bought me three of them last year, and I won English on the go. Now remember, in English is H-E-H-E-H-E, not J-E-J-E-J-E. And the same thing with ha-ha-ha. You guys, I know you write it J-A-J-A-J-A. We write it H-A-H-A-H-A. Okay, so be careful. I know it's this little, you know, thing, but it can be confusing. In fact, when we were planning my wedding, my wife answered an email with my aunt, my very American aunt, in the email. And Diana, my wife, put ja-ja, ha-ha-ha-ha, but she put ja-ja. And my aunt was baffled. My aunt was like, I don't understand the ja-ja-ja-ja thing. So just be careful with that ha-ha-ha. I know you're doing it in Spanish, but the rest of your tweet is in English. So that je-je-je and ha-ha-ha are menos jota y más h in English, right? Je-je-je. She says, I urge people to buy them. They're amazing. A huge hug. Well, A, thank you so much for the feedback on the books. I really appreciate that. Also, if you want to put that on Amazon or Google, that's fine too, guys. If you guys want to, you know, write those comments over on Amazon, well, that makes the star, give it 5 stars. Hey, you know, that's a nice way to show me too. And I've got to say another thing, Vanessa, your husband is a keeper. What does that mean? That means don't let him go. He bought you those 3 books. He must really, really love you. All right, well, guys, here we go. It's today's Say What soundbite. Now, remember, the way this works is you're going to hear it 4 times throughout the show. If you get it right the first time, you're lying. Because you can't write all this down that fast. You've cheated and you looked at the internet and found it. So, if you want me to not think you're cheating, you might as well wait till the second or third listen. So then it's believable, okay? So, you're going to hear it 4 times. Juanjo, vamos a escucharlo por primera vez, por favor.
So, bye-bye, Jenny. They're sending me to Vietnam. It's this whole other country.
Just hang on a minute. Listen, you promised me something, okay? Just if you're ever in trouble, don't try to be brave. You just run, okay? Just run away.
Okay.
All right, all right. So it's a lot of text there, but they're not going a mile a minute, as we say. They're going nice and slow. It seems like a very relaxed, well, not relaxed, but you know, they're not like, there's no urgency, it seems, right, in the scene. So, and it sounds like acting. I mean, obviously, when you hear music in the background, there's a little clue that it's from a movie, right? Because, well, they put the score or the soundtrack behind what's being said. So, I would go as far as saying it's from a movie. It sounds like a male voice and a female voice, right? They sound American to me, but they sound like they're from the south of the United States. There's some clues that I got. I mean, I already know what it is, but I'm giving you clues that you might be able to get from the first listen. Okay? And those clues are, as I said, man and a woman having a conversation. Sounds like it's in a movie, right? So we can get that. Something about running, promising, things like this. So Vietnam, I even heard the word Vietnam in there as well. So all this can give you some context and can also help you the second time when you're writing things down. Now you know the speed too, so you know what to expect the second time. All right, guys, so don't worry. You will hear that very, very shortly in the second half an hour of the program. But right now, it's time for a spelling bee, my amigos. Now, this is where I spell 6 words for you. And as always, there's a little twist. It's a spelling bee with a twist. And it is that all 6 of these words have something to do with each other. They all have something in common. And, well, I want you guys to tell me what that is. All right? And, obviously, what the 6 words are, because that's the whole spelling bee part. So here's where you can show me how good you are at taking dictation in English and how smart you are, too. How much you know about different things. All right, so here we go, folks. Again, I'll spell these words twice. The first time I usually go at totally native speed, and the second time I like to slow down a little bit. This way everybody can figure them out. Okay, so 6 words. What are these 6 words? What do they have in common? If you know, you can tell us on Twitter. Here we go. Y-A-L-E C-O-L U-M-B-I-A, C-O-R-N-E-L-L, PRINCETON. Ouch. It's pretty fast, huh? DARTMOUTH. And the last word in today's spelling bee is BROWN. BROWN. All right. So, what are the six words that I've just spelt? And what do these six words have in common, my amigos? Let's see. Jaime says, another lesson from Alberto. Thank you. Yeah, what I do, guys, I put these, you know, I use Instagram stories quite a bit. And, well, it's perfect. 15 seconds. You know, you can teach a little pronunciation thing, or you can teach, you know, just a little this. Don't get confused between this and this, like, for example. So it's great. It's a great format, I think, Instagram. Those 15, because on Instagram, if you think about it, you either have 15 seconds or a minute. And I think it's a perfect time for a little class or a mini lesson. So if you guys are not following me on Instagram, it's Alberto_Alonso. Also, remember to follow Vaughn as well. Grupo_Vaughn. All right. Let's see if we've got some spelling bee winners. Now, remember, I don't expect you to get them the first time, but if you can, great. Now, if you get them the first time and you get one or two wrong, it means you should have waited until the second time, right? So let's see if anybody got them all right the first time. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a winner. He's on fire, as usual. It's Jayster. Also, let's see, Iñaki. Now, Jayster, what you said is 100% right. But Iñaki took it one step further because, yes, they have a couple things in common, these six words. And you were right, Jayster, but Iñaki is more right. Well, he's more specific, but they're both right. I accept both of them. Let's see. Javi Lopez, you've got it as well. Javier de la Hoz, you got a couple mistakes. Yo, just one mistake, it seems. Javier de la Hoz. Wow, so many people participating this morning. There's Mr. Houses. All right, you're on. Not bad. Okay, there's Paloma. Great job, Paloma. All right, so the two people to get it 100% right, like, was, where was, Iñaki and Paloma. But you guys, the rest of you are right, too. There's just something that they have even more specific, which we will look at. But right now, I'm going to read these words again. Now, this is for all of you who got some of them the first time, who maybe, you know, you weren't sure, you want to check your answers. Take advantage of this second listen to get them 100%. There's six words. Let's see if we can get them all right, okay? So many people participating. There's JM Hermosilla, Express, Angel, Vero. So great to see so many people learning English with us on this Monday morning. All right, here we go, folks. I'm going to give you all six words again. The first word is Y-A-L-E. The second word is C-O-L-U-M-B-I-A. Be very clear with your M's and your N's. Even native speakers get confused. Did you say M or N? So make sure you really nail that, okay? The next one, C-O-R-N-E-L-L. The next one, P-R-I-N-C-E-T-O-N. The second to last one, D-A-R-T-M-O-U-T-H. And the final word in today's spelling bee, twisted spelling bee, or spelling bee with a twist. It's not really twisted. There's nothing evil about it. All right. B-R-O-W-N was the final word in today's spelling bee. All right. Now, already, just the first time around, so many. Un aplauso, Juanjo, porque tantos acertaron. Great job, guys. Wow, you guys are on the ball this morning. Monday morning, you know, you have the perfect excuse, rainy day here in Spain and most of the peninsula. And you guys are probably thinking, man, Well, I'll tell you something. I wish I was as on the ball as you guys are this morning. Great job. All right, we're going to a quick commercial break, my amigos. But when we come back, we've got so much more still to come. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around!
Vuelve la Semana del Inglés. Del 8 al 12 de abril, unos descuentazos que no puedes dejar escapar. Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com y consigue tu descuento para los intensivos de Semana Santa, para niños, adultos. Y no te olvides de los trimestrales. Inmersiones, la Semana del Inglés. Del 8 al 12 de abril, descuentazos que no puedes dejar escapar. Entra ahora en grupobaugan.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to... That's right, folks. It's the show with no name 2.0 on Vaughn Radio. Remember to keep it locked here all day long. We've got tons of great programs for you all throughout the day. Starting the morning with the big man, Mr. Richard Vaughn, coming in. And, well, he leads the way, as always, not just here on the radio. As the big cheese, he leads the way, coming up by his second in command, Fitz. And then, guys, I've got some big shoes to fill there. You know what I mean? So I better do a damn good job. As we say in English, Fitz and Richard, we would say that's a hard act to follow. What does that mean? That means if you're doing a talent contest or something like that, you don't want to go after that person because they're really good. Like, you know, because no matter how good you do it, that person just blew the roof off the place. So it is not easy to go after, you know, the big man, the guy who created this thing, and then Fitz, the guy who trained me, by the way. But, as I said, here's the idiom we can take from it. Fitz, or Richard, is a hard act to follow, a hard act to follow. I'm sure there's a similar idiom in Spanish, but you know what? Just by explaining it, I think you guys get it. Right, you get the idea behind it means, oh, I don't want to go after that person. They're too damn good. And, well, folks, all right, well, we're having a great time so far. I can't believe a half an hour has flown by already. But before I forget, we need to listen to our Say What soundbite for the second time. So, Juanjo, dámelo.
So bye-bye, Jenny. They sending me to Vietnam. It's this whole other country.
Just hang on a minute. Listen, you promised me something, okay? Just if you're ever in trouble, don't try to be brave. You just run, okay? Just run away.
Okay.
All right, folks. All right, there's your second listen. You can hear it two more times. So you want to have some of that text down already. You know, you don't want to wait till the last time to start writing it down. So you should have, I would say, about half of the text down. And, well, if not, don't worry, because you will hear it another two times on the program today in the second half. All right, well, our spelling bee today, a lot of you guys were absolutely right. American universities. Good. Or colleges. A college, well, it's weird because I went to a college which turned into a university. So that's kind of weird. It was a college. It was called, you know why it became a university? Because it started to get funding from the state. So I don't know what the general rule, but when I think of college, I think of like a smaller institution, more private kind of thing. But, in the United States, we don't say I'm going to university next year. Or uni, as the Brits say, we say, I'm going to college. Whether it's a university or a college That doesn't matter. It's regardless of that, you just say, I'm going to college next year, right? Next year, I start college. You might be going to university, but it's still called college in my country. All right. So in my country, I'm the owner of the United States of America. Hey, it would be in better hands with me than the current administration, right? Eddie Vigo, I don't think you understood the exercise, man. Eddie Vigo, he tells us where it's from. Can somebody please explain to Eddie Vigo the idea behind the Say What soundbite? It's not to show us your movie knowledge so much as to see if you can take dictation in English, something you haven't done, Eddie Vigo. So thanks for playing. All right. These are not just colleges or universities in the United States. These are what we call Ivy League. Now, what does that mean? I have no idea, but it means they're the best schools in the United States. See, we even call them schools. Well, they are schools of higher learning. It's another way to say a university or a college. And in fact, I know a lot of you guys in Spanish, you say professor. What's the difference between a professor and a teacher? Well, there you got it, right? I had teachers when I was in high school. I had teachers when I was in grade school or grammar school. I had professors when I was in college. So that's how we would differentiate it over there. So Ivy League. Now, Ivy League are eight elite colleges in the United States that if you can get into these colleges, because first thing is getting in, not just anybody can get into. You have to get accepted to these colleges. And usually most of the politicians, like the first one we had today was Yale. Well, that's where George Bush and the other guy and the other guy and the other guy, you know, it's like the Oxford and Cambridge of the United States, Yale. Right. And that's a very well-known university in the United States. OK, now be careful, because if you pronounce it wrong, you're going to say jail. And it's not the same thing. Jail and Yale. So Yale is a university and jail is where you go if you do something wrong. Right. And there's another one that's like that, too, which is also Ivy League, if I'm not mistaken. Yes, it is. Penn State, University of Pennsylvania at Penn State. If you say that one backwards, it means prison too. So Penn State is a university. The state Penn is the state penitentiary. So very different to come out of Penn State as opposed to the state Penn. And the same thing with Yale. If you pronounce it a la española, it's going to sound like jail. So it's not. It's Yale University. Y-A-L-E was the spelling. It's a university that's located in New Haven, Connecticut. Connecticut is a very rich state. In fact, many people who live in Connecticut work in New York City. In fact, the tri-state area, as we call it, is New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And from those three states, millions of people every day, or probably hundreds of thousands of people, commute into the city and then back out of the city. And New Haven, I've been there. New Haven is a beautiful place. New Haven, Connecticut. I remember working there several times. It's a lot of nice, beautiful beach community in Connecticut. As I said, Connecticut, well-to-do, right? Affluent. There are two different ways to say rich, right? People with money. Adinerado, you say in Spanish. Well-to-do, affluent. That's Connecticut in general. Of course, like every place. But if you think about it, half of the Ivy League schools are in Connecticut. So, there must be a reason for that. You know, there's so the first one, Yale University. All right. Yale University. And let's check out the tuition there. Tuition, T-U-I-T-I-O-N. Tuition to Yale Law School. Undergraduate tuition, $59,920. Now, I don't know if that is. I imagine that's one semester. What I don't know if that includes housing, like the dormitories and stuff. That's crazy. $60,000 a semester. If you can get in, which you need to have really high SAT scores. Now, the SAT scores are the tests that we take when we're finishing high school. And they judge, you know, partly judge what university you can get into based on your SAT scores and also your grades in school as well. Extracurricular activities always count as well. So five U.S. presidents have graduated from Yale University. All right. The first one was Yale. The second one is Columbia. Now, this one is not in Columbia. Nope. It's not in Connecticut. Where is Columbia? Let's see if you guys know where Columbia University is. Anybody know? I'll give you a little clue. It's in New York. But what part of New York is Columbia University in? I'll give you another clue. It's a part of New York that when people think of it, they think, oh, it's dangerous. There's a lot of crime. But it's also a part of New York where jazz was born and where there's so much culture. Anybody? Anybody know where Columbia University? Now, if you guys have seen the Ghostbuster movies, they take place at Columbia University. These guys are professors at Columbia University. And then they decide, well, man, we got to go out there and chase ghosts. And that's what they do. So that's Columbia University. Nobody's answered yet. I can give it to you. It's located on 125th Street in Manhattan, which is the neighborhood of Harlem. That's right. So next time you think of Harlem and you think, oh, my God, it's dangerous. A, there are parts of Harlem that can be dangerous. But you've got Columbia University right there on 125th Street. It is a beautiful campus right in smack dab in the center of Manhattan Island. So Columbia University, it is, let's see, it is the oldest institution of higher education in New York, fifth in the United States. And let's see, three U.S. presidents graduated from this Ivy League. We call it Ivy. I-V-Y is the word. I-V-Y, like poison ivy, right? Ivy is hiedra, right? It's a type of plant that grows and, like, you know, attaches to things. So that's Columbia University. And I'm leaving out a lot of things because, like, you know, in the other one, it was like five presidents, 29 prime ministers, 96 Nobel Prize winners, all that stuff. Supreme Court, billionaires, Olympic medalists, Academy Award winners. So, you know, these are universities usually, unless you're like, you know, you just don't do anything when you graduate. Usually after you study here, you'll have some pretty good connections anywhere, right? Columbia University, a world-renowned Ivy League university located in New York. All right, the next one, Cornell. Now, I didn't know. I grew up my whole life hearing Cornell University. In fact, one of my friends went to Cornell University, an Ivy League school. Now, here's the funny thing. I don't think he was the brightest of my friends. So that's interesting how he got in. Hey, remember, there are scholarships, too. Remember, if you're good at sports or something else, well, you can also get in on merit, right? On scholarships and get some grants, subvenciones, right? You can get some government grants, student aid, and things like that. So Cornell University. Now, where is Cornell University located? Well, Cornell University is, where the heck is it? It's another one in New York. See, I didn't even realize that. It's located in New York. Now, there are many campuses, as you know, like with any city. And this one is not located in New York City, not the the main campus. There are two campuses in New York City, in the Google building in Chelsea and Roosevelt Island, which is, if you guys have ever seen Spider-Man, you know when he takes that cable car tram thing? That takes you to Roosevelt Island. It's worth going when you go to New York just to feel like you're in the Spider-Man movie. It's total, or King Kong as well. It's a very famous cable car that goes over that goes over the East River. Okay, because we've got two rivers on either side of New York City, Manhattan. On the either side of Manhattan, you got Hudson River, and then you've got the East River. Now, logically, the East River is on the west. I'm joking. Of course, it's on the east. So my dad just told me. My dad's tuning in. See, I don't even remember things like this. My Uncle Nick, my mother's brother, my Uncle Nick, he's a retired cardiologist. He was one of the pioneers in a procedure called angioplasty. Now, what is angioplasty? Angioplasty is something, it's a procedure that they use to operate on your coronary artery, right? Artery that pumps blood to and from the heart, your coronary artery. And what happens if you have a diet that's high in cholesterol, sugar, all that crap, that starts to collect along the lining of your coronary artery. And that's very dangerous because, well, what happens when the blood can't flow? We all know. So they used to do, I don't know if they still do this, but they used to do a very evasive surgery here. And it was called a bypass. Now, to bypass literally means to go around. Now, you called it here in Spain, derivación o, are you ready for this? Spelt a la española, bypass. Escrito B-A-I-P-A-S. Now, this was a very difficult, tricky surgery that was happening. And well, my uncle and his team found a new way. And what they literally do is they insert this kind of catheter thing. Now, for all intents and purposes, let's call it a balloon. And they insert this balloon and then they stick it into your coronary artery. This is very small. Everything's kind of small here. They stick it into your coronary artery and then they blow up or inflate that balloon and it pushes the plaque to the side so that your blood can flow freely again. And well, my uncle was one of the pioneers. And for that reason, even though he's retired now and rolling in it, to be rolling in it means you're rich. Even though he's retired and rolling in it, he's still teaching classes at Columbia University. So that's pretty cool. I do remember now, Dad, that Mom said, oh, my uncle's in, my brother's in town this weekend. He's doing another course at Columbia University. So very cool. Very cool. I forgot about that, Dad. Thanks for reminding me. Cornell. We were talking about Cornell University. The next one is located in New Jersey, and this is called Princeton University, another Ivy League school. It's located in Princeton, New Jersey. I guess that makes sense, doesn't it? It wasn't the guy who founded its name. John Princeton. No, it's Princeton, New Jersey, who I'm sure Princeton was probably somebody for them to name Princeton, New Jersey, I mean, before the university. And, it's a private Ivy League research university located in Princeton, New Jersey. It opened up in 1746. Just to give you an idea here, we've got 65 Nobel laureates, National Medal of Honor, 21 Field Scholar. I mean, tons of Congress members. And much more. Princeton University. I think Claire Danes, Princeton has a really good acting program, for acting. Princeton, also Yale as well. Well, a lot of these. Now, remember, they're Ivy League, so that means they're all their departments are good. But for example, Harvard Law is like so famous, right? Harvard Law, the law school, no? Princeton again, Columbia University. So each one has famous, departments that are more famous than others. But in general, no matter what degree you study at these universities, you're going to get yourself a good education, because this is the best of the best, at least in the United States. So Princeton University, located in Princeton, New Jersey. Our next Ivy League school. Now, this is an interesting one because if you separate these words, it's dart, which is a dart is something you throw when you're in a bar. You throw darts at a dartboard and you try and hit the bullseye. La Diana. Dados, you say, right? Oh, yeah. Dardos. I always confuse those two. So dados is dice. And dardos, they're both fun. Dados is dice, and dardos is darts. So this is two words. This word is dart and mouth. This is dart mouth. However, it's not pronounced dart mouth. It's pronounced Dartmouth. So that M-O-U-T-H stops being mouth because it's the ending of a word. It's not the word mouth. Dartmouth. Right, Dartmouth College. Dartmouth College. Let's take a look at where Dartmouth is located. I'm trying to think of it, and I'm looking here online. Anybody? Situated on a terrace above the Connecticut River. There you go, folks. There's Connecticut again on the list. Didn't I tell you? I said, Connecticut, man, that is a place. That's where you want to study in the United States, because even the schools that are not Ivy League in Connecticut, for some reason, Connecticut has a great reputation for universities, for higher learning. Now, remember this, guys, if you're thinking about studying in the United States, getting a degree or taking some credits or sending your kids, get your American Express card ready, because it's freaking expensive as hell. OK, so that's all I'll say. You will get hired. If you go to any of these schools, I don't think you're going to have a problem getting a job. It's an investment in the end, isn't it? Because your teachers will be leading professionals in the industry. So if they like what you do, your research and your thing, guess what? You might have a job coming right out. And so Ivy League schools. That one is the one I know the least about, to be honest. Dartmouth College. So 24 U.S. governors, 10 billionaire. Now, remember, a billionaire in English is mil millones, right? That's another thing right there. Be careful with that billion. But again, prepare your first. You got to get accepted. And if you get accepted, then, as I said, get ready, because those student loans, my parents are still, I graduated college in 99. Okay. Just to show you how old I am. And I didn't go to an Ivy League college. I went to a very good university. Same one as Bruce Willis. And, yeah, we learned how to kick ass at our university. and my parents are still paying off those student loans. So, again, these are the best schools in the world, perhaps, you know, up there with Cambridge, Oxford. These, you know, they're not Ivy League because they're not in the United States, but they're in the same class as all of these Ivy League schools. All right. And the last one, as I said, Dartmouth. I almost said Dartmouth, and I told you not to. Dartmouth was our second to last one. Brown University is our sixth Ivy League school in the United States. And, Brown. See, I didn't know this. Brown is located in Providence, Rhode Island. Providence, Rhode Island, which is in the northeast of the United States, and Brown University. And again, same thing over here. You go through the list, 8 billionaire graduates, right? Remember this, the verb is to graduate. The person is called a graduate. See, it changes, 8, it. So the person graduates, and once you graduate, you are a graduate. See the difference there? Like the movie, The Graduate. 54 Congress members, Rhodes Scholars, Cambridge. So a lot of these people, too, they'll start at Brown. They'll go to Cambridge, do a research paper. So a lot of these people don't just stop. You know, they don't go to Princeton and say, okay, I got my bachelor's or I got my master's degree. No, then they go on and they go on and they keep getting doctorates and masters and everything at other Ivy League. Because what's the best way to get into an Ivy League school? To get a master's or something? Well, to have gone to one already, right? So there you go, guys. The exclusive club in the United States where you need a lot of cash and, great grades and a great profile to get into. That doesn't mean you can't get into it. You can't get into those schools, but there you go. And our last one, which I didn't give you, but I chose the topic as Ivy League schools today because today in 1908... Harvard University voted to establish the Harvard Business School, which is probably one of the best business schools in the United States. And so there you go. Our last university, which wasn't on the list in that Ivy League category, is Harvard University. Or as the people in Massachusetts say, because it's located, this is funny. So you got Cambridge University, which is one of the best, if not the best, right? And then you've got Harvard University, which is one of the best, if not the best, universities in the world. And you know where Harvard is located? In Cambridge, Massachusetts. Not Cambridge in England. It's located in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So there you go, folks. If you want to send your kids to one of these universities, start saving up now. I'm telling you right now, we saw the tuition over there, tuition. So we learned, it's good. We learned some different university vocabulary. Also, let me remind you of a false friend that we didn't look at. Mi carrera. Right? A lot of you guys say, I studied tourism. That's my career. Right? Be careful, because career is your work experience. And your degree is your carrera, your study experience. I always say this. Your career begins when you get your degree. Right? So that way you can, because in Spanish, I know it's the same word repeated there. All right. Well, guys, we're going to a quick commercial break. I can't believe it. That's half the show, but we've got so much more to go. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Every now and then I fall apart.
Aprovecha estos días para mejorar tu inglés rápidamente con los intensivos de inglés de Vaughan. Apúntate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com. Intensivos de inglés en Semana Santa. 91-133-5833. Grupovaughan.com.